Hello, lovely soul. Today is February 10th, 2021. This is today's energy update and daily spiritual guidance. I tap into the messages and energies from various symbols and sources, as always with my messages guided by the High Council. Comprised of archangels, Gaia and other ascended planetary representatives from other star systems, ascended masters, galactics, fae, animal spirits, and the dragons. You can find my daily energy report and guidance on Medium.com, on my podcast and YouTube. For today's energies we have Sign, Aquarius. Element, Air. Symbol, Hydra, Octopus. Angel number 8. Crystal, Serpentine. Tarot card, The Knight of Wands. Astrology. Today's Moon. The Moon is in Aquarius. There is no void moon period today. The moon is waning and in its waning crescent phase. The third quarter moon occurred on February 4th, and the new moon will occur tomorrow. Mercury is retrograde from January 30th to February 20th. Moon in Aquarius, a fixed air sign. It looks like we may have a day that is best described as a short fuse kind of day. I'll keep this short and simple. This dark moon day warns us to move slowly through the shadows. Take time to think before speaking, reacting, and pay attention to how you're coming across. Slow down, deep breaths, and if you have anxious energy, channel that into cleaning up your space. Sweep, mop, vacuum, dust, clean surfaces, tabletops, and that sort of thing. You'll feel fantastic after, I promise. The symbol for today is Hydra, Octopus. Hydra is a serpentine sea monster that Hercules successfully defeated. As the story goes, Hydra was impossible, nearly, to defeat because if you cut off one of his heads, two more would grow in its place. Somehow Hercules knew that the only head that was vulnerable was his center head, and with the help of his nephew Iolaus for help. Together, they defeated Hydra by Hercules cutting off the center head, and Iolaus cauterized the wound with a flaming torch. Hydra tattoos may symbolize fearfulness, long life, immortality, and danger. The many heads of Hydra symbolize vices that humans can get caught up in, but ultimately conquer. Hydra's center head of Hydra symbolizes the third eye, and how easily we can be defeated once we surrender the power of our all-knowing and seeing third eye. Hydra comes to us today to remind us that our strength doesn't come from the physical, although we need a strong, healthy body to be able to live long and pursue our missions. The only way we can even know what those missions are is to be connected to our soul and our divine connections with our guides and guardians. Work on detoxing your third eye, and doing work in meditation for opening your third eye. Listen to specific healing frequency music for the third eye, and check your toothpaste and make sure that it doesn't have fluoride in it, as fluoride is known to calcify the pineal gland, third eye, and make it nearly impossible to open. It takes time to detox, decalcify this gland and allow for your natural DMT to the capacity that it should, so your third eye may open and your psychic abilities will be ever blooming. Today's angel number is 8. As the other symbol for Hydra is the octopus, and upon calculating the numerology for the world Hydra, the number 8 came up as Hydra's sole purpose number is 8 equals the desire to succeed, especially in a practical, yet unusual activity. That made me laugh because Hydra definitely comes across as having to deal with unusual activity and needing the strength to get through it. Via Joanne Sacred Scribes. Angel number 8. Number 8 resonates with the influences and vibrations of authority and personal power, self-confidence, executive ability, confidence, inner strength, professionalism and the professional, management, material freedom, success, good judgment, money, finances, riches, manifesting wealth, abundance and prosperity, provision, investments, discrimination and discernment, giving and receiving, thoroughness, dependability, self-reliance, repose, practicality, consideration, inner wisdom, self-sufficiency, social status, pragmatism, the ego, aggregation, compassion, dictatorship, executive, delegation, reality, truth and integrity, compassion, dictatorship, multiples, employment, stability, appearance, customs, skills and talents, exchanges, truth, good judgment and problem solving, organization and organizing, achieving and achievements, decisiveness, control, constant, ambition, the authoritarian, challenge, efficiency, trustworthiness, insight, planning and the planner, sociability, works independently, learning through experience, true justice, retreat, patience, caution, self-discipline, free will, insight, spiritual consciousness, a desire for peace and a love of humanity and world transformation. Number 8 is the number of karma, the universal spiritual law of cause and effect. Angel number 8 brings an uplifting message of encouragement from your angels, telling of achievements, success, striving forward, progress and attainment. It is a message to stay optimistic and listen to your intuition and inner guidance as you hold positive expectations and thoughts of positive abundance in all its forms. Set solid foundations for yourself and your loved ones, as this will ensure your future prosperity. The universe and your angels will always support you, but it is your responsibility to ensure that you put in the appropriate work and effort when and where necessary. You are encouraged to live up to your full potential. Angel number 8 brings a message from the angels that financial abundance is on its way to you, as you have worked diligently and intelligently towards achieving your goals and aspirations, and your just rewards will be yours. Be grateful for the blessings in your life, and for those yet to come. Angel number 8 tells you to step into your personal power and have faith and trust in your own abilities, skills and talents, and to use them to their highest potential. Today's crystal, serpentine. Oh, those deep to light greens. We all need more serpentine in our lives. Truly beautiful, and deeply healing and grounding. Tapping back into the theme of the Kundalini, this crystal will help that energy rise through your third eye to your crown chakra. But it's not just the top chakras that serpentine will help you with, it will work on all of your chakras. Each and every chakra will receive the benefits of this amazing and powerful crystal, helping to clear the body of negative energy and ground the chakras. If you're someone who is a little apprehensive about meditation or astral travel, this crystal in your hands or over your heart chakra will help you feel grounded and peaceful while you rise into the higher astral planes. Connecting you with your inner wisdom, the powerful historical records of Mother Earth, Gaia, tapping in with your past lives is another benefit of this crystal. If you're an energy healer, this crystal helps you to connect with Gaia to assist you in your healing work and to help clear you of the energy associated with working with other people and their energy. Serpentine also vibrates with the number 8. The Nine of Wands Crowley Tote Tarot Photo by Infinity. The Crowley Tote Tarot Hermetic Tarot, Tree of Life, Knight of Wands. Yesterday I pulled the Knight of Discs, and today it's the Knight of Wands. This card represents the masculine side of the fire element. Confident, strong, forceful, generous, creative and optimistic. We can draw a line from Hydra to this knight, this king of confidence, and the energy they both share. Let's put it this way, the King of Wands would have a tattoo of Hydra on his dominant upper arm. The Knight of Wands goes through to push us to channel him along with the energies of Hydra, and our serpentine crystal all are meant to help us be and feel strong and powerful. The Knight of Wands is also coming through at this time to whisper into the ear of our divine masculine side. His confidence and passion for what drives his inner creative pursuits is divinely guided, and is perfect for balancing out our more self-conscious, inhibited sides of our divine feminine. On that note, the Queen of Wands in us searches for a superior type of partner who will be confident enough to adjust to her needs. The King of Wands seeks the type of partner that will submit to his wishes. They do this because they both feel equal fire and unconditional love for the other, are confident in their vulnerability and know that to feel the love they desire, they must be willing to surrender their power and control to the other, the ultimate in loving confidently and unconditionally. Please see yesterday's report for more on that theme if you missed it. Messages from your spirit guides for February 10th, 2021. Dear One, we hope you took the opportunity to from yesterday's guidance to consider working on your energetic cords. Cutting cords with those people and experiences that no longer serve you, or that need to be reset and cleared of past negative energies. We ask that you make it a priority to work with your healing yourself in this way, connecting to us, and to others that are here to help you advance in your journey. For a moment, see yourself as a balloon. Of course, as a balloon, you are meant to float as all balloons are designed to do. Now, imagine you, a balloon is tethered to hoses that pulls its air out. The less oxygen that the balloon has, the harder it will be for it to float. That is what energy cords are like for you, dear one. Your cords are sucking out energy from your system. Your life force is being depleted from each and every cord that you have connected to other people and experiences and ongoing situations. This could include traumatic experiences and long periods of addiction or abuse. Cutting these energetic cords brings the energy back into your system and pumps up your oxygen, life force that allows you to float. Floating is rising in your consciousness, it's connecting to yourself, your soul and us, your guides and guardians. As the new moon and the energies of the sixth planet Aquarius Stellium begins to come into the field of Gaia, this is a pristine time to begin or continue to work on disconnecting, clearing, and reconnecting, engaging yourself with your own energy and body, spiritual connections and intentionally working on yourself in the healing temple with the support of all of us. The 11 days between the new moon on February 11th and February 22nd are designed for an internal restructuring and a change on a spiritual, physical, organic, and energetic level. This is the fifth of 6 months of the new moon at 23 degrees, 23 by 6 = 138, which is a divine soul code for soul unification, of the inner and the outer soul connections. Meaning that the better you clear and heal yourself, in the different ways that you are being guided allows for your soul and your soul family to connect to your soul song, frequency easier and more clearly. Bringing in those who are meant to be connected to you for your connected soul missions. When you work on healing yourself, you are establishing a stronger vibration into creation and accelerating your higher vibrational timelines into your manifested world. You are fully supported in assuming back your power, for charging your body, mind and spirit to the fullest, for reconnecting your life force to yourself, for not allowing your middle head to be severed. We send you the motivational energies to work on learning more about your energy cords, who is attacked, and we give you the tools to heal yourself. Please use them with intention to heal yourself to your best ability by stepping out of fear and taking yourself into a place unknown to you as a human, but a place you have been to many times as a soul. The Healing Temple. With love and light. Your spirit guides. Meditation. Once again, I'm being asked to share my ebook on cord cutting and the guided astral meditation that I facilitated very recently for the new year. As mentioned by our spirit guides, they take us to the healing temple to work on disconnecting energy cords, along with a lot of other deep work with our chakras. Doing this kind of deep energy work helps to open our third eye on its own, but also the astral travel promotes us to really visualize as we travel. Cutting cords boosts all of our chakras when we reset our energy to get us started before we make our way to the healing temple. Here is the information on my ebook and episode 104, the updated cord cutting astral meditation practice that I channeled. The importance of cord cutting ebook found on my website, link in the description of this podcast. The pre-meditation meditation. To help make your way to cord cutting, you can do a pre-meditation for getting you to and through the process, since most people avoid and procrastinate when it comes to cutting cords. If you don't know much or anything about cords or cord cutting, you are considering reading my ebook and doing the practice. This will help you get things going. The next time you take a shower, Take one of your clear crystal quartz with you and stand under the water and hold the crystal at the base of your spine or on your pubic bone, whichever feels right. Work to connect with each chakra through the crystal and you move from root through to your third eye chakra. Imagine boosting the energy of each center by re-establishing the energy cords that are currently attached to people that need to be disconnected. Listen to your body when you ask about these cords, if they need to be worked with and pulled back into your body. That's really what the cord cutting is, more of a disconnection than cutting. Many guided meditations for cord cutting actually has you visualizing cutting the energy off with a sword or knife, etc., which is unintuitive to how energy works and what to do with it, and those meditations are usually unsuccessful and turn people off from trying them again. The divinely guided meditation that I facilitated is beautiful, gentle, and about disconnecting your energy from another person or set of circumstances. It's not violent in any way. So, please visualize disconnecting your energy by unplugging those vacuum hoses that our spirit guides talked about. Then, see yourself reading the e-book, downloading the information about cords and how they work and why it's so important to do this work, then see yourself making your list of people and situations that need to be cut. Lastly, see yourself setting time aside to listen to the podcasts that set you up for the actual practice, and then see yourself going to bed listening to the cord-cutting meditation, and waking up feeling like a brand new person, lighter and stronger, more powerful and better charged than when you got into bed the night before. See yourself doing this as many times as necessary to get yourself as energetically healthy as possible over the next 11 days and beyond. Please feel free to reach out to me personally at infinity@thehealingbutterfly.org to let me know how your experience was and if you have any questions with your cord cutting. Happy 10th of February, lovely soul, I truly hope it's magical for you. Please post any questions in the comments. Thank you for reading today's messages. See you tomorrow. If you resonate with the vibrations of these messages, please visit my website to download my 4 new and free ebooks. The Essential Empath Guide. What is Psychic Attack and How to Eliminate Negative Energy? The Spiritual War, the Light, the Dark, and Your Energy. The Importance of Cord Cutting with Guided Astral Meditation Practice. If you resonate with the vibrations of these messages, please visit my website to download my 4 new and free ebooks. 1. The Essential Empath Guide. 2. What is Psychic Attack and How to Eliminate Negative Energy? 3. The Spiritual War, the Light, the Dark, and Your Energy. 4. The Importance of Cord Cutting with Guided Astral Meditation Practice. Infinite love and blessings, don't forget the key is to create. And I love you already. Always and forever, Infinity.